Espresso English Podcast, Episode 23, Difference Between Big, Small, Long, Short, Tall, Huge, and Tiny. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Use big and small to talk about the general size of something. For example, elephants are big. Mice are small. A mountain is big. A pencil is small. There is one exception. With clothing and food, we use the word large, not big. For example, don't say, I ordered a big coffee with milk. You should say, I ordered a large coffee with milk. When we talk about sizes of t-shirts, we say small, medium, and large, not small, medium, and big. Now let's look at the words huge and tiny. Huge means very big. For example, their new house is huge. I think it has 50 rooms. We have a number of words in English that mean very big or extremely big. In addition to huge, we have giant, gigantic, enormous, and many others. The word tiny means very small. For example, I'll just have a tiny piece of cake because I'm on a diet. And we have many other words that mean very small, such as minuscule, microscopic, teeny, and itsy-bitsy. So, big and small are used to talk about general size, but long and short are used to talk about length. That's horizontal distance or horizontal size. For example, the line to buy tickets for the concert is very long. There are hundreds of people waiting. You can also use long and short with time, books, words or sentences, hair, and legs. For example, the movie is really long, about 3 hours. That book is quite short. It has about 70 pages. Academic writing often uses very long sentences. She has short blonde hair and gorgeous long legs. Two more ways to talk about distance are far or a long way. For example, the beach is far from my house, or the beach is a long way from my house. But don't say, the beach is long from my house. That's not correct. So we have big and small for general size, long and short for horizontal size, and tall and short to talk about height. That's vertical distance or vertical size. Tall and short are typically used with people, but sometimes also with buildings and trees. For example, my brother is really tall. He plays basketball. New York City has a lot of tall buildings. There are many tall trees in the Amazon rainforest. I hope this lesson has helped clear up some of your doubts about the difference between big, long, tall, and the other words. If you enjoyed today's lesson and you want to learn more about the differences between confusing words in English, check out the ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. It's full of clear explanations that will help you avoid mistakes so that you can use your English more confidently. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on eBooks, and look for 600 plus Confusing English Words Explained. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net. where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.